Last week's Best Of show featured various replays of outbursts from Charlie Pierce.
Sports!
That was one of them, and it inspired Larry Wise to post as follows on our website. Sports is my favorite comment. When I listen to other so-called sports shows and I hear them go to a subject that isn't sports, I can hear Charlie's response. Ann Powers, who hears only a game on KWMU in St. Louis, emailed to say she thinks Charlie should be declared a national treasure and added, "Your show is the highlight of my weekend. I'm not really a sports fan, and I have five sons who can't believe I actually make sure I listen every Saturday." John Regan, who characterizes himself as not a real big sports fan, hears the show on WBUR, and he found himself wondering after the reprise last week of my story about competitive cup stacking if, as he put it, cup stacking might be just my cup of tea. Our Facebook page included a post from Michael Zernecki of Spanish Fork, Utah, that began, "Let me start by saying that I hate sports shows. Gee, is there a pattern here?" Anyway, Mr. Cernecki went on to write, "I have yet to enjoy a game of football or basketball. Maybe it's the socially awkward penguin in me. But what I came here to say is that your show is what I look forward to every Saturday morning when I have to get out of bed at 4 a.m. and drive. Your show is awesome." In response to Doug Tribou's story about blind drag racing crew chief Jay Blake, R. Paisley wrote, "Blake's story is really incredible, and it's a testament to the surprisingly progressive attitude of acceptance in the sport of drag racing. From its beginnings in Southern California, the sport has welcomed all who seek to be the last man or woman standing at the end of a hard day or season of racing." You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. You can leave a message on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860, or you can get in touch with us through our website, onlyagame.org. That's what Kelly Black did recently, and I'm sure glad she did because she felt it was time to rattle off a Super Bowl haiku, as if there were ever a wrong time to do that. We've been doing it for 2 decades now, and we'll do it again just before Super Bowl XLVII. Listener submissions have sometimes made the cut, and we welcome yours. Here's Kelly Black's entry for inspiration, read by one of the Hut Hut haiku players.
Large, fast men standing. Old guys scheming on sidelines. Damn, I miss hockey.
Thank you, Kelly. Ladies and gentlemen, start your laptops and your bamboo flutes.